You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are simple machines? In every civilization throughout time, humans have had to do work. Build stuff, push stuff, break stuff, lift stuff. People learned pretty early that certain objects make work easier. Most college engineering textbooks and middle school science teachers will call these objects simple machines. They're easily built, inexpensive, don't have a lot of parts, and they use leverage to use less energy and maximize a force. Less force is put into the system, the work, to produce a greater push or pull. The simple machine doesn't make energy, but it does transform the energy to a new form or motion into a new direction. Classically, there are six simple machines: the inclined plane, the wheel and axle, the wedge, the screw, the lever, and the pulley. The inclined plane is the fancy term for a ramp. It's flat on one end, angled or sloped on the other. It's great at moving heavy objects to a higher location. Why lift a heavy box to the back of a truck when you can push it up a ramp or slide it down the ramp? Examples of inclined planes include a sidewalk with a wheelchair ramp, the slide at a playground, or a gangway to board a ship. The wheel and axle is a round object circling around a central point. They're used to lift, move, reposition objects. They can be used to wind a rope and lift a ship's anchor, or get your car or bike to move, or even turn the faucet of your sink or the handle of your bedroom door. The wedge is like an inclined plane, but both sides are angled, so it has a triangular shape. They're good for separating things or filling space to tighten something. Examples would be metal wedges to split logs or a small wood shim to tighten picture frames. The screw is a cylinder with an inclined plane twisted around it. They hold things in place and can transfer motion. A wine bottle opener, soda bottle cap, and woodworking screw are good examples. The lever uses a beam and a fulcrum to lift objects. You press or pull one end to move the other end. A playground teeter-totter is a lever. So is a clawed hammer. Finally, the pulley. Like a wheel and axle, it has a wheel, but instead of a central shaft, it has rope or chain on the outside of the wheel. They're on flagpoles at schools and drapes at home. So try this activity with your family. Get popsicle sticks, rubber bands, pencils, a plastic spoon, and a marshmallow. Make a catapult. It's a type of lever. There are loads of ways online to make them. Check it out, experiment a bit, and see what design is best at launching the marshmallow the furthest or with more precision. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the simple machines. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.